Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent, which tells us that there are going to be strict new checks on taxi drivers. This is all over safety fears. It's described as a clampdown on the issuing of taxi driver licences, with stricter checks planned in an effort to keep taxi passengers safe. This is all a review underway by the Departments of Justice and Transport. Of course, we had a case only very recently of a Dublin taxi driver convicted of raping two young women. And the whole issue of safety for taxi passengers has been around for quite a while. So now there's going to be a clampdown and strict new checks on taxi drivers, we are told. The Irish Daily Mail has a survey about our courts and how they're letting women down. More than three quarters of people don't have confidence in the courts to deal with cases of violence against women. In the wake of the handling of Natasha O'Brien's case, a poll for the Irish Daily Mail found that lack of confidence is highest among women. 82% of women say they do not have faith in the justice system. Quite frightening. Also, 70% of men think that as well. And just 13% feel that they have confidence in the courts to deal with their case appropriately. So clearly a big issue if we've such a lack of faith in the legal system when it comes to women, and people feeling that women are being let down by the court's service, which obviously may deter some people from reporting incidents. Hopefully it won't. And there are successes, obviously, in the courts, but people aren't hearing much about those. They're hearing more the negative side of things. The Irish Times is the only paper to get Aer Lingus on the front page, which says that Aer Lingus pilots have halted industrial action at the airline as their union leaders backed a 17.75% pay rise offer late last night. Now, some passengers are still going to face flight cancellations into early next week, because obviously they had to plan ahead. So there will be some disruption, but the industrial action has been suspended and the airline is recommending acceptance of the deal. Not many workers getting a 17% pay rise. So it's been described as a win for pilots, and that's the front of the Irish Times, which also tells us that the Peter McVerry Trust claimed title over large property assets it didn't own and double counted multiple properties in an official filing, according to a draft charities regulator report, which is setting out a litany of alleged governance failings at the homelessness charity. The Irish Daily Mirror, Tory over the moon. This is Tory Towey is over the moon to be coming home from Dubai after charges were dropped yesterday. Obviously, there was a huge amount of outrage as she faced attempted suicide and alcohol charges after allegedly being beaten. She's coming home, and her aunt described the development as absolutely fantastic. But again, the family saying there, we won't relax until Tory actually gets home. Certainly very different to the narrative you're sold on social media about how fabulous Dubai is and sort of lying around in a pool and drinking cocktails and things when you hear stories like this. The Irish Sun, gum on you boys in green is the headline, because our new Ireland manager is a dentist. Ireland's new football manager is chomping at the bit to get started with the boys in green, declaring the future is here. Now, I'm not the greatest soccer lover in the world, but I have to admit I'd never heard of this man, Heimir Hallgrímsson. Not even sure if I'm saying his name right. I'm sure we'll all get to learn how to pronounce his name, but he is the FAI shock choice to replace Stephen Kenny as gaffer. He does have another career as a dentist, so if it all goes wrong, at least he's something to fall back on. Inside the papers, Dennis O'Brien is suing the owners of Facebook. The Irish Times says he's lodged High Court proceedings against them for what's understood to be fake ads on social media. We've seen a lot of this. Miriam O'Callaghan, Micheál Martin, you see this the whole time. Apparently Dennis O'Brien has issued High Court proceedings as well. So a lot of Irish well-known figures are having their pictures used without their permission on fake ads. And some of them, some of the ads by these scammers are quite defamatory as well. So that's in the Irish Times. Irish Independent tells us if you're lucky enough to be able to save money, well, a lot of us aren't getting the best value for our money because there's a lack of awareness that better savings rates are now available. And it's one of the main reasons people are leaving their nest eggs in low paying accounts. 90% of household savings is in accounts that pay almost no interest. You're getting nothing for your money. It's just lying there. And now a survey by bonkers.ie has found one in four people unaware of the better rates of interest now on offer. So shop around if you're lucky enough to have a nest egg, because a lot of people are missing out on a lot of money in interest because they're in low interest accounts and there are better savings rates available. We've heard of hangry before, which is hungry and then you become angry. The Mail tells us there's a new term we have to get to know, which is tangry, and that is tired and angry. 9 in 10 people surveyed say, nine in ten people say they can associate with the feeling of being tired and angry. I think that should be 10 out of 10. I don't know who doesn't associate with that. But 1 in 5 say that it makes them act like a totally different person. So if they're tired, they act differently. Telltale signs include people feeling as if they're overreacting to trivial things, constantly complaining, being impatient and being in no mood to chat, according to that survey in the Mail. And finally, if you're a gossip in the workplace, well, that's grand, but it can harm your career. The Times of London says people who like a good gossip at work are perceived as more sociable but less competent. So you'll be asked to organise the Christmas party or things like that, but you're not going to be trusted on ethical matters. That's according to new research from the University of Leeds, which warns that gossiping can affect your career prospects.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.